This is WKAR Online. Reworking Michigan examines our evolving economy as citizens of the Great Lakes State explore new ways to make a living and build a future for their families. In our Monday Reworking Michigan report, WKAR's Scott Pohl has the story of how a group of Great Lakes fishermen is working together to improve the quality of the whitefish they sell. They hope the result is higher prices and bigger profits.
The challenges facing the companies catching and selling whitefish from Michigan waters have been many and varied over the years. Changes to Native American tribal fishing rights have forced some to relocate to new ports. Prices for whitefish have fluctuated. And in 2001, the destruction around the World Trade Center included a large fish market in New York City. Matt Burbeck is with the Michigan State University Product Center. He says losing the biggest buyer of whitefish in New York's Jewish community hurt Michigan fishermen. Canadians took over the whitefish market, and that caused prices to spiral.
The only way the white fishermen could sell their fish was through brokers and distributors in the Canadian market. And the distributors then started pushing the price down. They drove the price down, and at one point it got to about 80 cents to a dollar a pound for whitefish.
The Product Center stepped in to help with money from a USDA Rural Cooperative Development Grant aimed at forming a cooperative of Michigan fisheries and processors. Together, they created a brand of frozen whitefish products called Legends of the Lakes. The five-member cooperative aims for a consistent supply of superior quality whitefish worthy of higher prices. The Gothier and Spalding fisheries, based in Rogers City, joined the cooperative. John Gothier says the whitefish chosen for Legends of the Lakes products are hand-selected.
They're probably only maybe make up maybe 10% of our catch. We make sure that there's no bruises and they're the best, finest quality of all the product that we have. So that's why we only use maybe 10% of our catch generated towards the Legends brand. The rest of it just is marketed under Gothier and Spalding.
The cooperative polices itself for quality assurance. Each box of Legends of the Lakes whitefish carries the name of the fishery where it came from, making it easy to trace any problems that might arise. Tom Spalding of Gothier and Spalding hopes that as time moves on, more fisheries will join the cooperative.
What it's meant to us, I guess, is name recognition. Beans were on the Great Lakes Whitefish website. The Legends producers are on that website, so it's just one more venue to get your name out there so people give you a call and see what products you have to offer. So, yeah, it is important to belong to the cooperative, I think.
Spalding thinks the increase in income could lead to some hiring. Gothier and Spalding currently have 7 people fishing with 1 boat, plying the waters of Thunder Bay and Lake Huron. The USDA Rural Development Office reports that Legends of the Lakes products sell for $5.60 a pound, almost 50% higher than unbranded whitefish. They can be found in a few Lansing area stores, including the East Lansing Food Co-op, Foods for Living, and Goodrich's ShopRite.
If I quit carrying it, I will hear about it.
Scott Mackey manages the meat department at Goodrich's. He likes buying Michigan products when he can, and he gives Legends of the Lakes a personal stamp of approval.
Like they say on their website, it's really hard to tell the difference between the frozen product and the fresh product. And they do this frozen to keep it really fresh. They get it out of the water as soon as they can and freeze it quickly, which keeps it really fresh.
Bigger supermarket chains could begin carrying Legends of the Lakes products. One intriguing possibility is the Publix food store chain in the southeast, where lots of Michigan-based snowbirds might be shopping for a taste of home. The product line now includes frozen whitefish cakes designed to please kids and a whitefish spread. Microwavable fillets are coming in the future. With a growing product line, an attention to high quality, and a hope for expansion of retail locations, Michigan's whitefishing industry hopes for smoother sailing ahead. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Scott Pohl.